I found Justice League on a porn website, and it completely changed my evening.
Was it the Ultimate Edition?
There is no Ultimate Edition. Freaking Justice League. I don't even know if I should leave that in there or not. Hello, and welcome to another episode of
It Came From The Video Store.
I'm one of your hosts. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
All right, so a lot of video stores have a porn room. You know what? That intro is a good segue into this. First of all, I want to say if you hear ruffling around, our dog Jet is walking around, and he's just bumping into everything. He's old, so we're going to let it go. But as I was saying, a lot of video stores have a porn room covered with maybe a door with beads.
Some neon lights.
Or a velvet curtain.
Or a rope sometimes. Mm-hmm. But here at the video store, we have what we like to call now the Patreon room. The Patreon room is where we'll be giving our shout outs to all our Patreon supporters who help us make doing this possible. So we're going to read off our Patreons for this month.
Patreons I have here, names are Becky Reiner, Chandra Garazzo, and David Loza. Thank you very much.
Hey, oh, I had a joke. Alright, I'm about to butcher some of these names, so I apologize in advance. Tommy Simon, Sid Swan. I'm reading what Eric wrote, so.
Yeah, it's Sid Swan.
You take the next one. I can't read the last name.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Grace Jelinek, Lizette Lerma, and Diana Diaz.
Oh, fuck.
Take your damn notebook away from me.
Hey.
But no, these guys are our Patreon pledges. You can easily become one of them. Just go to patreon.com/itcamefromthevideostore.
Or download the app.
Yeah, or download the app. Right now, we currently have $1 and $2 pledges. Pretty much both get you a free sticker in the mail and a shout-out on air. And also, you get to suggest a movie for us to review, and we'll put it in a raffle. Okay, so let's exit the Patreon room. And Matt, what movie?
Oh, I wish I had a movie.
Today, we discuss and review the great film Thanksgiving.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's a 2009. It's got a 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's not that bad of a movie.
Yeah. No, it's right off the bat, it's a movie they knew what they were doing when they made this movie. They weren't expecting to make a Godfather.
I wanted to hate it, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it's something special. It was entertaining. Even the turkey was quite funny too.
Oh,
okay.
It's the guy just the turkey's like a Muppet. It's a sock puppet. It's like just like a guy's hand and a thing going.
Yes, because
you could see you could hear the sound. Like just oh my god.
Sock puppet.
It reminds me of the fucking shark from Toy Story. Howdy, 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 howdy.
It's pretty much like an alternate universe if, like, Freddy Krueger was turned into, a demonic turkey.
Lame-ass fucking puns.
They weren't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
The first opening shot, you get a boob, so I'm not even gonna, literally, the opening shot. It's
nipple. Yep. It's utterly amazing.
Full-on nipple.
That opening scene, though, had nothing to do with the movie. You did not need that. Because it starts back with, what was the name of the town?
Oh, it's like Crawberg or something like that.
Crawshaw or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It said like 1648, the first Thanksgiving, and all you see is this topless maiden running around, or pilgrim, and she gets axed, killed. I forget how she.
Yeah, died. Like a with a tomahawk.
Literally, and then it goes into like this like Jason X like. It's the intro is early like. Well, I can't say early 2000s because this is 2009 when it came out. But you know where it's like that like cheesy like techno rock metal with like fake blood text and stuff.
This is like the equivalent of like Canada made this movie. They're like a decade behind us. So it's 2000. It's 2009. Might as well be like 1990.
And I didn't even get the name of all the
characters or the actors.
There's Johnny, Billy. Oh, I did get
Johnny,
the names.
Billy, Allie, Darren and Kristen.
Okay.
I got smart and I wrote it on my notebook. Forget. Because I forgot halfway through the movie. I'm like, shit, I've seen this before. How do I not remember the names?
You haven't shot this movie in 11 days.
It's better than
it fun. Shows.
I mean, it's better than Doom Asylum. They shot that in 8 days.
Honestly, this might have been like one of my favorite movies to review in like the last couple months we've done. Not that I'm saying like Sleepaway Camp 2 wasn't bad, but like, I've seen it before, but out of, like, fresh movies I've never seen.
See, out of the three of us, I'm the only one who's seen it so far, until now, obviously. I was like, as soon as I got Prime last year, by the way, this movie's on Amazon Prime.
So, yeah, check it out on Amazon Prime.
Watch Thanksgiving 1 and 3.
Because it skips, too.
That's just the glory of the third one, man. It's just so good, it skips the second.
So, this kind of plays on the cliche of having 35-year-olds play college students.
Oh, totally. And they're totally playing the stereotypes of the jock and the nerd.
Yeah, the fat guy, the nerd, the slut. The slut, and I put the saint.
Happy tits giving. They just want the boys to see my glorious boobies.
Boobies.
That's like the equivalent, that line is the equivalent of Night of the Demons, when the little brother pops out, he's like, "Bodacious boobies, sis." Oh my god. So there are some things that kind of bothered me in this movie, but as someone who's like a film student, it's like minor things. So like when they were driving in the Jeep a couple times, the lens was dirty as fuck.
Oh yeah.
On the
it computer. Was when it was from like Christie's point of view.
Yeah, whenever you're like in the passenger seat of the car, like it's just like a spotty lens that they took no effort. A lot of the dialogue in here though, a lot of insults being tossed around. I like when they're like talking about what they're thankful for, and he's like, "I'm thankful for your mom and that juicy poon." But then you get Allie, who's supposed to be the slut, and she's like, "What's poon?" And then they're like, she's like, "I'm a virgin." She's like, "I'm a prude. Didn't you know that?" And then
Billy's just like, Billy looks like, "You know you're a slut, right?"
Johnny's like, "Everyone knows you're a slut."
And then Darren had me laugh, and he's like, "I'm gonna be doing the sexin'."
Oh my god, I actually wrote that down too. Sexin'.
Sexin'.
He's like, "With a girl. No more with myself." As he looks at his hand. Jet, what you doing?
Sit down and relax.
Should we get Jet a mic? He can just sniff it. Leave him alone. He's old. He's grumpy. So let's talk about how the turkey comes to life. If there's one thing I've learned in a horror movie, when a dog pisses on something, usually shit goes sour.
Yeah.
Lassie.
And
also, who the
dream fucking Dream Master?
Who the fuck invited Ted Nugent to be in this movie?
Yeah.
No, okay, not
so much like Nugent.
Not that it wasn't Ted Nugent, but the dog's owner looked exactly like Ted Nugent. And Ted Nugent's like a big gun enthusiast, so the fact this guy had a rifle the entire time works. But the dog, I guess. Okay, besides topless maid or maiden, whatever, in the beginning. The dog is really the first victim of the
present day.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense because you later find out that the turkey kills white people who disrespect the Indians. But not one time in this movie was anyone disrespectful to the Indians.
Yeah.
Okay, so one scene that me and Matt were fucking dying in was the shit coffee.
Oh my god. What, you shit in it? Yeah, I did.
I want a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this scene, like, you get the sheriff, and he goes to drink coffee, and first of all, his mustache was, like, held on together with, like, scotch tape.
Very low budget.
And he's just like, this coffee tastes like shit. What'd you do? Shitting it? And his wife's just like, yeah, and shows him, like, a turn in the pot. He's like, I want a fucking divorce.
All right, then.
All right.
He reminded me of, like, Don Knotts. Like, everything he said, he was just, like, super excited for. What's one girl's name? Kristen or Chrissy?
Kristen, she calls, and the dad's like,
Kristen, you're coming over, right? I'm looking forward to seeing you. By the way, your stepmother left me.
Yeah.
He's just so happy.
I don't know. This movie's got fucking unnecessary flashbacks in it. Like, Johnny like thinking about, like, his dad.
Oh, and you just see him catching a football as an adult? Like, yeah. That has nothing to do with it. I like how the whole backstory of the turkey was animated.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a cartoon backstory, yeah.
It actually kind of reminded me of Monty Python. Like, their little animation cutaways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the joke when Darren's telling him about, oh, yeah, he comes, he gets resurrected every 505 years. And the guy's like, oh, what is it, 505 years right now? He's like, no. Looks at his watch. It will be in 45 minutes.
I love how you had to act that out.
I had to. I just...
Like...
yous can see me. I'm Italian. I use my hands to talk.
I like how Darren's, like, telling the whole story and shit. And, like, they're all laughing about it. But then Johnny, who's, like, who's supposed to be, like, the main guy, is, like, getting freaked out.
He's like, there's no such thing as an evil turkey. Right?
And then, like, Kristen wanders off. And then she's, like, the first one who confronts the turkey. Who looks like... He looks like a giant dick.
Oh, I love the way she's just, like... She's sitting here in the middle of the forest. She's like, there's no such thing as an evil turkey. There's no such thing as an evil turkey. Turkey cuts in. There is no thing as such as...
matter?
I got tongue-tied. The turkey's just like, yeah, there's no such thing as an evil turkey. He's like, oh, wait. I lied. It was just one of those fucking things that I'd be like, motherfucker.
And then this is when the hunter, the Ted Nugent lookalike, finds his dog. And he's just like so... I mean, I'd be heartbroken too. But he's like, first my wife, and now this. And I'm just sitting...
Lassie.
I'm just sitting here like, was this the inspiration for John Wick? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some guy could have seen this movie and be like, I want to continue this man's story.
I love the fact when that dude runs into a turkey, he like just like the turkey is like says something. He's like, I had to ask him something, or he had an accident. But then the guy just looks at it and is like not fazed by a talking turkey.
Yeah, no one in this movie is fazed by a talking turkey.
And Kristen is a little bit because she goes running away. But like after that fact, no one's just, oh my god, talking turkey. They're just like, oh yeah, talking turkey killed that guy. That's a thing.
Like a lot of this movie is like pure convenience because. All of a sudden, like, no one believes Kristen, but then, like, well, no, I think Johnny kind of believed her. Either way, she gets mad and, like, goes away. But then a flying bunny rabbit comes, like, through, and he lands in the fire. And then, like, Darren is, like, an expert. He's like, its stomach's been knotted up, but a beak, but that's not no normal beak.
He's like Officer Chisholm from Offering. Remember, he's like, these ducks were chewed on by human teeth. Look at that.
I don't think Matt's seen.
Oh, that was with Chris. That's right.
Matt, did you watch Offerings when I borrowed it to you?
No, no. You gave me the choice to choose from that and Doom Asylum.
Okay,
and you made him choose poorly.
We're gonna do this as a bonus episode. I think we're gonna have to redo the Offerings episode with Matt because he'll have a field day with this movie.
Yeah, no. The Offerings, the one fucking sheriff in there. He's like, these ducks were chewed on by human teeth. It's like, yeah, because you fucking know that. They're fucking mangled. Every movie needs a mangler expert.
I like... Don't, there's so much shit that goes on in this movie. Like, when he's like the hitchhiker.
Oh, God.
Oh, cash gas or ass. Dude, Sharky almost got raped.
He's like, I guess it's ass.
He's like, oh, sweet, such a tight ass.
Sharky, it's not for you. It's not for anyone. Then he turns around. Makes a dude call his daughter, shoots him in the face.
How the fuck does he drive? I mean, I guess I shouldn't care. He's a talking turkey. But like, the laws of physics, man. How are your feet touching the pedals? Man, that was like the most randomest fucking scene. Okay, so I don't know if me and Matt weren't paying attention for this part. So they end back up at Johnny's family's house, but then like, for some reason, I guess one of the ongoing jokes in this is making fun of how, with Allie being a slut, and they're like, your legs are left more open than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
The same joke used twice, and no one made, like, they just, like, got the same laugh.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck?
Well, no, I don't think they really laughed at it the first time, but the second time, they laughed like it was, like, the greatest joke of all time. Like, they were hyperventilating.
Mm-hmm. No, they laughed at it the first time.
I didn't laugh at it the first time.
I don't know.
So,
yeah, pretty much everyone goes home. Johnny goes to his dad, lies about being the head quarterback.
Yeah.
And then the turkey attacks.
Kills his mom.
Kills his mom and his dad.
Oh, killed the dad, too? I only saw the mom dead.
No, he wait a second. When he's talking to his dad, the turkey pops up in between him and just, like, slowly saws his neck. The dad's neck.
I missed that.
Yeah, because then he runs away after catching the dad's head, and he goes to the kitchen window, and he sees his mom's eyes pecked out.
They just put, like, a camera on, like, the dashboard of his car, and he's just, like, he's not even crying.
Yeah.
He's kind of just, like, whining.
Oh, my God. He's no just more, like, no more pumpkin pie, no more cranberry sauce. I'm going to kill that turkey. Yeah. I'm like, that's what you're worried about? Parents are dead. No pumpkin pie.
I mean, dude, pumpkin pie is a serious thing. No one makes pumpkin pie as good as your mom makes pumpkin pie. We all admit that's a fact.
True fact.
Yeah. I mean, it's well known. And then...
The more you know.
Okay, so then Allie's getting boned by somebody.
Oh, yeah. Some random this is my dude. Fucking favorite scene.
Yeah, it's my favorite kill.
Yeah, so okay, so pretty much, turkey sneaks in. Turkey sneaks in. He slits the dude's throat. He squirts a little bit of blood on her back, and she's just like,
"It's the money shot."
Yeah, the money shot. And she's like, "Oh wow!" She's like, "You can't hold it or whatever." And then a turkey jumps in on it, and it sums it up. The turkey does the stuffing in this.
He even says, yeah.
"You got stuffed."
Yeah. And he just walks up and like snaps her neck.
And he, yeah, okay. They could have set that up for a sequel though. Like they could have went back to her being pregnant. Like laying there, yeah. Like, a turkey pops out. Boom.
Oh, that would have been great.
That's like what they did in The Bride of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way they went to go check on Allie, and then the way they found out he was there is because they found a condom.
Yeah,
an extra small, extra gravy small, flavored.
Yeah, cranberry flavored. Condom.
I'm like, well, I mean, he's a killer turkey, but at least he plays it safe.
Yeah.
Like, some of the dialogue in this movie did make sense.
Oh, okay. So the next part that comes up is my fucking... This is probably my favorite scene. The turkey goes to Kristen's house and, like, meets with the dad.
Oh, my God.
And he's dressed up in a turkey... The dad's dressed up in a turkey costume. And they're sitting there having tea. And, oh, my God.
They're being all polite to each other.
The entire dialogue. Like, the turkey says, like, fuck. And the cop goes, yeah, how old are you? And he's like, and he says something about swearing. He's like, what? Because like, I'm not old enough, or I'm what, midgets can't swear? He's like, I'm not worried about the size of the fuck. It's the age of the fuck.
Dad, have your fucking like, dying. How old are you? He's like, I'm 505 years old. He's like,
yeah, fuck it then.
Like, I like how he's like trying to be all polite to him too, because he's like, say one more fucking thing about small people. I dare you.
Then as he's leaving, the guy's like, oh, that's one odd duck. And then he's like, all right, fuck this. And it kills him.
That was my, like, we were dying during that scene because we're being so fucking polite.
Yeah. My favorite line, though, that's not, I'm not worried about the size of the fuck, it's the age of the fuck. Yeah, and then,
just two turkeys having coffee.
Mm-hmm. Nutmeg.
What did you see? He's like, what is this, hazelnut?
Hazelnut, yeah.
Yeah, the two, like, right before he kills him, too, he's like, ah, oh, he's like, I'm going to hate to do this. And then, yeah, pretty much the group shows up at the house. The turkey is wearing the dad's face.
With the taped on mustache.
Yeah. It's literally like, oh, I don't know how to fucking describe
it. It's looks, like, it's got like, it's tied on with a piece of twine.
Yeah. And literally, they're all just like, oh, hi, Mr. So, you know, Sheriff. Not phased at all. She even kisses him.
Yeah.
And everything, and it's a fucking hilarious. Like, she's like, Danny, do you mind showing us to the garage? And he's just like, oh, yeah.
Which way is that?
Oh, your forgetfulness.
Yeah.
It's like at this point, and I'm sitting here like, you guys kind of have it coming.
Yeah, it's you like, should die.
They come, they're giving him his excuses. Like, for but yeah. And then
like, they're so dumb, I would kind of feel bad for killing them.
And so, yeah, and the reason why they're at her house is, because she's like, my dad's got a large selection of books. He's got to have something about killer turkeys.
We're going to need a montage.
Yeah. And pretty much there's this montage of singing about them looking at reading books.
That was a funny-ass scene.
No, it was. I'm just,
like, Billy's reading, like, fucking Dr. Seuss or some shit. Okay. So, I really wasn't paying attention to what happened after this. But what led to Billy eating the cartoon turkey?
He was just hungry. And he's just like, he was walking down the street and just like, oh, turkey. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah, he ate like an imaginary cartoon turkey and then the turkey.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the real turkey. It just is.
They couldn't afford special effects to him eating the turkey. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then the turkey pulls an alien and, like, bursts out of his stomach with the shotgun.
He made some fucking pun. Oh, that's foul play. That's some shit like that. It was probably the weakest of the puns he's made.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing was as funny was when Darren mourned Billy.
Oh.
That was the longest scene in the movie.
In the little flashback. You're my best friend. I wish turkey didn't kill you. Or it's like some shit like,
it's like, he's just like, remember when we had ice cream at sunset?
That's very. I don't even know what word to describe how close their friendship was.
Let's say it. Yeah, just. They were very close.
Very close.
And they always wore the same clothes, apparently.
Yeah, they never change clothes. Same clothes.
Gonna need a montage. I like when they pull up and they just naturally know that the turkey's in some stupid tent. And he's like making a salad or whatever. I forgot what
he's making a salad. Tossing a salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have no plan and they're like, we need some rope to tie him up. And Johnny's like, I have rope. And he pulls out like string.
It's like MacGyver.
It's not even like string. It's like, you know,
twine.
It's no,
like yarn.
No, but what it looks like is like, you know when you have like a spare like a string hanging off your shirt,
mm-hmm.
and you keep pulling at it
until
you can rip it off. That's exactly what it is. And then they go in there, and like they're trying to like be all nice to the turkey until Darren comes around behind them.
I love that. She's like, all right, Darren, this is what we're going to do. Me and Johnny are going to go in. We're going to distract him, and you come in from behind and tie him up. So Darren looks, he's like, so I'm doing all the work.
After that, like, so pretty much he gets tied up. He tries to escape.
Yeah, they read from the book.
And Ted Nugent shows up.
Shoots him. He goes into a trash can. And then you think the movie's over.
They go to watch movies.
And like they're all on the couch like a little too fucking close.
Yeah, watching Night of the Living Dead.
I mean, at least you're watching a good movie in the shitty movie.
Yeah. So then Turkey comes back, but he's covered in biohazard waste.
Because why not?
Yeah.
That's like the equivalent of Super Shredder in Ninja Turtles 2, I guess.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But there's a difference. Super Shredder was fucking cool. Thing's a fucking turkey.
A glowing green turkey.
Yeah, it looked like you looked like if you grabbed like a fucking glow stick and cracked it on top of him. Like it's, that's like how like the glow looked like.
Yeah,
like,
full on predator blood.
Yeah.
So Darren goes to the kitchen. Like predator jizz. Darren gets like I think the worst kill in the movie.
Oh yeah,
gets his tongue ripped out
and his chest. He also pecks at his chest.
Yeah, and
like, fucking headbutts him.
Rips his heart out.
He rips his heart out through his fucking collarbone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do something like that, at least have it anatomically correct.
Yeah.
I think we agree on that. But, and then Johnny gets stabbed with the electric knife.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing right in the gut for at least a good 2 minutes before Kristen comes in. She kind of saves him. I think she, like, punches the turkey in the face. And, like, they go to run off, but the knife is plugged still in.
You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
It's like, bitch, I got my guts in my fucking hand.
Let's go run into the empty shack.
And then she just sets the turkey on fire.
Yeah. And she fucking, she sets him on fire, and then she hits him into a bonfire.
Isn't she, like, eating his leg or some shit?
Yeah. After the bird, she just picks up his leg off the ground.
And Ted Nugent shows up.
He's like,
good job, kid.
Yeah, she's eating it. I know.
Good job, kid. You probably should have done your fucking job the first time around.
But then if she's eating his leg, that makes no sense, because at the end, there's a family having a Thanksgiving dinner.
You're going to question this, really?
And he comes back to life as a cooked turkey. First of all, who's going through the bonfire is like, hey. All right. I got dinner tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. At the end, there's a family having a Thanksgiving dinner. And then middle of it, Turkey gets up. He's like, fuck you, people.
Oh, he's like, I smell a sequel.
Yeah. Pretty much makes a joke about it. So that's Thanksgiving. It's my overall review is crappy but funny.
I mean, it's a killer turkey. You need to know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't expecting... I don't want to say The Godfather. Everyone always says The Godfather. Talking about horror movies, I wasn't expecting like the Nightmare on Elm Street of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Though he was like a turkey version of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, with the bad one-liners.
Well, his face kind of just
and
like...
you know, get resurrected by being pissed on.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was that? A lot of parallels.
Not Demon Child. That's
Warp Master.
Dream Master.
Yeah. I'm
telling you, man. Dogs, man. They need to stop pissing on shit. You never know what the fuck they're bringing up.
Gotta keep them legs closed.
It wasn't even, like, buried deep. He was just in a couple of leaves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I might give this movie, on an going based off entertainment, I'd give it, like, a 4 out of 5. Like, not one point that I want to turn the movie off. It was shitty.
Yeah.
But enjoyable. Matt?
Yeah, I give it 4 out of 5 extra small cranberry condoms.
That's not saying much.
4 out of 5 stuffed alleys.
I thought they were gravy flavor.
You can change it up. I don't mind. Matt just looking at you like, fuck you. Ruin my rating.
It's been said.
That's why I didn't even do like an analogy. I put
stuffed alleys.
4 out of 5 stuffed
alleys. Stuffed alleys, that's a good one though.
Yeah. Or you could have said stuffed birds.
I'm going to do 4 out of 5 sweet poon.
Four out of five fucks. Size of the fucks. It's not the size of the fuck. It's the age of the fuck.
Maybe next year we'll do Thanksgiving 3.
Do you know the auditions for this movie were held in the garage?
It's a quality audition.
God, I can just imagine some girl sitting down on the couch. Show me how bad you want to be in this movie.
Oh my God, dude. That's pretty much all I got to say about that movie, though. It's a killer turkey. That's pretty much...
It delivers.
You got what you paid for.
Yeah.
If you paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm looking up any more fun facts. Give me a second. It was 2009.
Dude, I said that in the beginning.
This was filmed in Ohio.
Fuck Ohio.
Brandon has like a hatred for Ohio.
400 miles that I drive through that motherfucker.
Dude, it was a road trip. It wasn't that bad.
I had the worst scenery. It was nothing but construction and just bullshit.
You know, the tagline was made before the movie. Gobble gobble, motherfucker. It was made, it says right here, it was thought before the movie's actual plot.
Wow.
He had no arms or no legs and he couldn't see, but somehow he led a nation.
Do you ever watch The Office? She's like, you cry to a tagline you to a movie you made up. It's just like, he had no arms, no legs, and he couldn't see, but somehow he led a nation.
All right, we're gonna sign out. All right, I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And you just listen to
It Came from the Video Store.
Gobble gobble, motherfuckers.
Oh shit, I never hit record.